Black folk bless the name of Jesus singing sparrow chills, slave songs, black folk songs, the epitome of the cries and expressions of the human spirit in bondage. Black folks sang spirituals for cotton picking, corn shucking, railroading, steamboating, in section gangs, on chain gangs. Black folks sang spirituals for running, spirituals for shouting, spirituals for clapping, spirituals for worshiping, spirituals in the ring, spirituals for just sitting round. Black Presbyterians sang, Black Methodists sang, Black Baptists sang, Black Catholics and Black Episcopalians sang. Black folks sang in the North and they sang in the South. Black folks sang in the East and they sang in the West. Black folks sang of slavery. Black folks sang of freedom.
Oh, freedom. Over me.
From the womb of black bondage gushed the souls of black folk. From the womb of black bondage gushed the songs of black folk. From the womb of black bondage gushed the spirituals. To know the spirituals is to plunge nakedly into the river of ancient ancestral archetypes. To be known by the spirituals is to allow the arrow of compassion to puncture the heart, the light of truth to illumine the mind, the seed of understanding to impregnate the soul. The spirituals are more than words and phrases. They are more than haunting melodies. The spirituals are more than objects for exegetical study. They are the well of souls of the black folk who created them. Therefore, to know the spirituals is to know their creator. To know their creator is to know God. Get to know the spirituals. Read the spirituals. Listen to the spirituals. Meditate upon the spirituals. Grapple with the essence of the spirituals. Sway, rock, dance, jump, foot tap, hand clap, and dare, if you will, to sing the spirituals. Sing the spirituals. Every time you feel the spirit and you just gotta go tell it on the mountain, sing the spirituals, because you trust in the Lord and you know you shall not be moved. Sing the spirituals because you want to be ready and soon I will be done with the trouble of this world. Sing the spirituals because the Lord has laid his hands on you and you know that you know that you know that you know you've been changed. Sing the spirituals because you just come from the fountain and now you got good religion. Sing the spirituals because the Spirit says sing, even though nobody knows the trouble you've had or seen. Sing the spirituals when there ain't nothing left to do but steal away to Jesus on your knees praying, do Lord, do Lord, do remember me. Sing the spirituals when somebody's knocking at your door late in the midnight hour, and you're praying that is good news. Sing the spirituals when you got to wade in the water just to come out of the wilderness. Sing the spirituals in the praise house, in the outhouse, in the fields, in the streets. Sing the spirituals when you're up, when you're down, when there's no one around. Sing the spirituals in times of joy, in times of sorrow. Sing them today, sing them tomorrow. Sing the spirituals when you're tired, when you're weak, when you're worn, while at work, in the morning, while asleep, late at night, on the porch, in a chair, combing hair, on a bus, going nowhere. Sing the spirituals. Sing the spirituals. Sing the spirituals.
You're listening to Stand By Me, a celebration of African American song. Composer and arranger Stephen Lee is here with us talking about it. Stephen, in August of 2005, you and your family evacuated from New Orleans the day before Hurricane Katrina hit the Gulf Coast region. Stand By Me is driven particularly out of that experience. Can you share that story?
My wife, our three children, my mother and I traveled a very winding evacuation path from New Orleans to Baton Rouge to Houston to Chicago and then back to Houston. When Hurricane Rita threatened the Houston-Galveston area, we evacuated a second time to Ruston, Louisiana, and then finally we moved in with relatives in Lithia Springs, Georgia. Because I am a board-certified music therapist, I was asked by the American Music Therapy Association to provide a musical response to the devastation caused by Hurricanes Katrina and Rita, while sharing the transforming power of music during the 2005 opening session of its national conference. I've always looked to the African-American spiritual for my own comfort and strength in times of adversity. So naturally, the spirituals became the inspiration for Stand By Me. on opening night of the Music Therapy Conference, an unsuspecting and unrehearsed audience of 1,200 music therapists from all over the country served as the conference choir. We cried, we embraced, we stood side by side, holding hands as we sang with one voice, "Stand by Me."
Stephen, even though you arranged those spirituals in response to Hurricanes Katrina and Rita, these songs are not just about sadness and loss. Some of your arrangements are upbeat and uplifting. Why is that?
African-American spirituals mirror and express the breadth of human emotion and human experience. In a music therapy, client-therapist relationship, or in a worship setting, the music is both thermometer and thermostat. Not only should the music be able to gauge the initial emotional, behavioral, and or spiritual state of the listener participant, it should also be able to move the individual or group to a desired place of healing and change. Thus, at the Post-Katrina Music Therapy Conference in Orlando, Florida, our singing moved from sadness, grief, and loss to hope, resilience, and joy. The Music Therapy Conference was transformed into a music therapy community, as evidenced by a sea of swaying, hand clapping, and foot tapping. We even celebrated our oneness by performing a traditional New Orleans second line.
Walk with me. With me, walk with me, walk with me. With me, please walk with me, walk with me, walk with me. Walk.
Yes, it's me. It's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Yes, it's me. It's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Yes, it's me. It's me, oh Lord,
standing in the need of prayer.
Yes, it's me. It's me, oh Lord,
standing in the need of prayer.
Not my father, not my mother, but it's me, oh Lord,
standing in the need of prayer.
Not my father, not my mother, but it's me, oh Lord,
standing in the need of prayer.
Not my sister, not my brother, but it's me, oh Lord,
standing in the need of prayer.
Not my sister, not my brother, but it's me, oh Lord,
standing in the need of prayer.
Yes, it's me. It's me, oh Lord,
standing in the need of prayer.
Yes, it's me. It's me, oh Lord,
standing in the need of prayer.
It's me, oh Lord,
standing in the need of prayer.
Yes, it's me, oh Lord. Yes, it's me, oh Lord. Yes,
yes,
it's me, oh Lord.
Yes,
yes,
it's me,
oh Lord.
Oh Lord, it's me.
It's me, it's me, oh
Lord. Oh, standing in the need of prayer.
Yes, it's me, oh Lord.
It's me, Lord. Yes, it's me. It's me, oh Lord,
standing in the need of, standing in the need of, standing in the need of,
standing in the need of prayer.
That was Desmond Thompson and Jerrinelle McGee with the Clark Atlanta University Philharmonic Society. The CAU Philharmonic Society is conducted by Dr. Curtis Everett Powell. You're listening to Stand By Me, a celebration of African American song.